Now you are standing outside some of the bathrooms at the museum. Listen to these flushes.
You might have noticed that the second flush was slightly longer and louder than the first. That's because these aren't your ordinary toilets. These toilets have two different flush options. Flush up to dispose of liquid waste and save water, or flush down to get rid of solid waste. Even that solid waste flush uses less water than an average toilet. You're probably wondering how much water Boston Children's Museum saves a year using this bathroom system. Well, the low flush option uses half a gallon of water less than the high flush option. About 550,000 visitors come to this museum every year, so if each visitor used the bathroom once in the low flush option instead of the high flush option, that would save about 250,000 gallons of water every year.
Even the water these toilets use is different. The toilets here use what's called gray water. That's water the museum has collected from the rain and filtered. When the museum uses gray water instead of city water, it saves energy because the water doesn't have to be pumped into the building. Also, the water that gets collected doesn't run off into the Fort Point Channel, the channel in front of the museum. So using gray water helps keep the channel clean, as well as providing more water for the museum. Now, listen to this. That was the sound of a urinal flushing. Do you know why there was no sound? It's because this museum uses no-flush urinals. These no-flush urinals have a slick material on the inner surface, so the urine will go down the drain without using any water.
The faucets in the museum also help conserve water. They run on a timer and feature special jets that mix air into the flow. These jets help save water because it makes it feel like you are using more water than you really are. When you use these bathrooms, you are helping conserve water without even noticing.